master can. Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. January and the first Sunday after the Epiphany, officially called the Sunday of the Baptism of our Lord. For us this year, it's also the Sunday we celebrate the baptism of Louis Fisher, known as Louis, all one word, in our house. I have no idea why. I hope Louis, that you're not still calling you that when you go off to college. It can happen. The season of Epiphany is about revealing, showing forth, and showing up. It begins with the arrival of the Magi as they follow the star to Jesus, the child of promise foretold by the stars rising. Today, we experience the next revelation of Jesus' identity when minister to Matthew's audience's needs. The new Moses has come to deliver God's people. As 21st century Christians, our needs are slightly different. When the voice of God declares from the heavens, "This is my Son, the Beloved," God proclaims Jesus' true identity. And God's pronouncement of Jesus' identity is the only one that matters. No matter what the world would have to say about Jesus, God's claiming him as God's own Son is the only identity that counts. Remember, as we stand on the edge of the River Jordan and Jesus rises up out of the water, he hasn't accomplished anything yet. This is before he has achieved or succeeded by any of our standards. Yet he is God's own beloved. With Jesus, God is delighted. God is fully content. And everything about Jesus flows from his identity. A Spirit-anointed servant, a world-wide prophet, the promised one, he was named and claimed by God. And here's the most Jesus. By our baptism into Jesus' death and resurrection, God names and claims each one of us. "You are my beloved child," God says. Friends, whatever other mantle you might claim, whatever else the world might say to you or about you, this is the claim that matters above all others. Out of this identity flow all the other gifts that come to us in baptism: forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We are beloved children of God before we are anything else. That's the identity that matters, from which emerge all the gifts we have and all the gifts we share with others who are also beloved children of God. I know, it's easy for me to say, and we all sort of nod like we get it. Nina says that all the time. But I think it's harder for most of us to take in and really believe than we'd like to admit. I suspect most of you think I'm just being nice when I say things like this. So I thought I'd get some help from brilliant communicator and all-around extraordinary talent, Lin-Manuel Miranda. In his recent book, Lucky Star word is one that guides your intention for the year ahead. It's natural at this time of year to reflect on our spirit as we turn the calendar page, hopefully, to a fresh